In sad news over the weekend, Chris Murphy, who was the manager of INXS for a long time, and he's largely responsible for them being as successful as they were, took them around the world. He passed away very suddenly. Bridge, you in particular knew him quite well and have done for a number of years.
Yeah, since about 2014, and that was when Never Tear Us Apart, the documentary, came out. And so I had the opportunity to interview Chris. Mm. Now, I didn't really know much about him when I was interviewing him, but during the interview I made him cry, and apparently that never happens.
So, Chris, have you had any contact with Michael's daughter, Tiger Lily?
I got a phone call from somebody in that world that said, are you interested in meeting Tiger whilst in London? And I thought, this is immense responsibility that's just been given to me. What will I do? I sat there and thought about it. What benefit can I do to this young lady at the moment? Because I don't want to just meet her to go, yes, I like your dad and everything else. Because I'd rather give her something. Beautiful girl. So I denied the request. I said, not yet. I want a Tiger when I can actually add something to her life. Sorry, I just got a bit emotional. Wow. Ooh, shoot. Come back, Chris. So, to me, this TV show, this is for me, the Tiger.
And so that was 6-7 years ago now, Bridge.
Yeah, it was. And after that interview, we were just talking off air, and he was saying, what did you do to me? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, no one ever makes me cry. How did you get deep inside me and know to get that out of me? We had this big chat. And then, yeah, we just formed a friendship, and he had a little shack in Ballina. And we used to go out and drink heaps of red wine and solve the world's problems. And he was an incredible man. And anyone who was ever in his presence, he had this absolute awe about him. But he was soft and gentle, but he could be really ruthless as well. So because I was a Daly and I was Irish and he was Murphy and he was Irish, I remember we cleared a dinner party one night that we were hosting because we're talking about, you know, animals in the circus and if it was okay or not.
Oh, that's fine.
And but the thing is, he was terribly loyal. He was very funny, and we were friends pretty much for a very, very long time. Obviously, we both married and respected that, but we, on the odd occasion, like we had a chance to have a chat last year. And, yeah, it was just really nice, and that was how I will remember him. But it was certainly sudden, and it was very sad for me because we were pretty close.
Oh, Bridgie. Mate, it's, it was something I saw over the weekend, Bridge, and so did Spide. And Spider covered himself in a bit of glory, I've got to say, with his message to you. And I'll just throw in, too, I know personally how much you are in love with your hubby, and this still rocks you, you know. It still shakes your world. And it must be hard just to even hear his voice. Okay.
Yeah.
I might have asked the wrong question because I can't hear your voice now, mate. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Well, the thing is, like, even on the weekend, I was like, Jamie was so beautiful. He gave me a hug and he said, I'm so sorry. And, and you know, out of respect for my husband, I didn't want to, you know, be upset. But
sure,
anyone who crossed his path, he had this way of just making you feel like you could do anything and bringing out the best in you as a person. But his family they were incredible. So I really feel for his family and his beautiful wife because I tell you, she is an incredible woman because he is a lot. He was a lot. So
it's a handful.
I mean, but how is this, right? So he loved his rugby. He loved INXS. And if you've seen the INXS Never Tear Us Apart, what he did was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and that's because he was so ruthless. But on top of that, what a lot of people don't know, he was obsessed with agriculture.
Mm.
He was obsessed with...
He had a pig farm. Egg.
He had organic chicken farms.
Chickens,
right?
I knew it was
rock
one
chick
of them.
Eggs. And then, like, you'd sit around with him. He'd go, you know what? I think I need organic pigs as well. And then next week, he'd have a company with organic pigs. Like, he was that quick at.
I dream of that.
He raised pigeons, for goodness sake.
Oh, okay, I'm only Melbourne.
Was he faster than all?
Was he
competitive?
He was known as the surfing cowboy. So he loved surfing, but he was also a cowboy. So I remember once, and he was a machine. Like, we would get stuck into the red wine, and I would be very, very hungover. And he would get on his horse and go, I'm out of Panadol, well, I go to the other property. go and get Panadol and then knock on the window on his horse and go, here's your Panadol, now get it together. We've got heaps to do today.
Who hasn't done that?
And who hasn't done that? No, that's true. We've got many cool, crazy stories, but he was formidable. He was incredible. And I found this little bit of audio, and it actually really sums up the man that he was. His success came at a very big cost. He was always on his computer. He worked 24/7. And this is his advice. I think this is a great way to, I suppose, really show you the man that Chris Murphy was.
To me, the best way to learn your trade is to be an apprentice or be on the job where the trade is taking place. And you have to do it the hard way. This is a lesson to all the late teens and 20-year-olds. Just get off your f***ing high horses and stop thinking you're so friggin' special and go out and roll your sleeves up, take a bit of s***, and get into an industry and just learn by doing the job. And if you can't do that and you're too much of a sulky and too much of a puss and wimp, well, just go off and, you know, get on the dole for the rest of your life and get out of my way.
That's good. Yeah, I like it. Chris Murphy.
Well, Chris Murphy, you will be missed by many.
Gone too soon. At 66.
Yeah, job counsellor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah.